Ian Cope, our friend from Fox Sports Radio out there in the Aberdeen-Hoquiam area, and he's got Hoquiam and Le Center. Hi, Ian. How are you?
Hey, doing all right. Dick, actually, Hoquiam and Le Center is next week.
Okay.
We're down in scenic Castle Rock for Montesano taking on the Rockets.
Somebody's talking to me. Montesano and who?
Castle Rock.
All right, tell me how the Bulldogs did tonight then.
Well, Bulldogs came in ranked fourth in the state, and depending on what poll you look at, of course, and the undefeated put up 66 points last week, 54 in week one, and got off on the right foot here. They took the opening kickoff and immediately went to work with their passing game. Junior quarterback Trevor Ridgeway hit Dakota Renninger for a 69-yard touchdown pass on the second play of the game. Quite the run. Hit him for about 20 yards to the 50-yard line, and then he let his blocker set up in front of him and ran down the sidelines the rest of the way. 69 yards. It was the first of four touchdowns that Dakota Renninger would score on the day. The junior had two touchdowns receiving, two touchdowns running, and to go along with also Nathan Olson busting up the middle for an 11-yard touchdown, and Carson Klinger scoring his 10th touchdown of the season.
Wow.
On a four-yard run. He had seven touchdowns last week in a win against Squim. So he had two in the first week against Aberdeen, seven last week, and then he just had, you know, pretty pedestrian night for him. Just one touchdown and about 70 yards rushing today. But still, 10 yards rushing. I think he's up over 400 or close to 500 yards rushing on the season. I think he's gone pretty crazy the first 3 weeks of the season. And Montesano just rolls over Castle Rock, final score 42-0.
So where does that put those two in the standings now in 1A?
Castle Rock falls down to 1-2. They're a team that's they're trying to put in a new offense. Got some young players coming up. So, you know, the potential to build up as they get into league play. But Montesano now stands at 3-0. It's funny. Tim Peelan, my co-announcer, and I were just talking about the this was apparently the year that maybe Montesano doesn't reload so much as or rebuild so much as they reload. But we thought coming in this year that maybe this was the year that they were going to have a little bit of a fall off, and that some other teams were going to catch up. That has not been the case. This team has scored 54, 66, and 42 points in three non-league games, getting set for Evergreen League play. So Montesano looks to be back and raring to go and retake their spot atop the Evergreen League.
Any other scores out there tonight?
Yeah, Hoquiam, the team that's expected to contend with Montesano for that top spot in the Evergreen League, the defending league champion. They went down to Columbia, to the Columbia River, and took on Stevenson, long car ride. Took a little bit of a time for them to get on track, but they broke a 14-14 deadlock at halftime, scored three touchdowns in the second half, two by Artemis Johnson, one by Jared Steen on a 50-yard pass from Gregory Dick, and they go on to beat Stevenson by a score of 35-14, so they will move to 2-1 on the season. They've won two in a row, look better and better each week, and they'll take on Le Center in a non-league game next week. And then Aberdeen, licking their wounds after losing to Hoquiam in the Battle of Myrtle Street last week, they go into Elma and pummel the Eagles by a final score of 48-20. So pretty good night for some of the big schools in Grays Harbor County getting some easy wins.
Looks like October 14th, Montesano and Hoquiam. Where's that game? Is that at Hoquiam?
That'll be at Olympic Stadium. I love the fact that you've got it written down on your calendar. We've had it written down since we saw the schedule come out. But, yeah, that looks like that's going to be the Donnybrook that's going to decide the Evergreen 1A League. I truly think the team that comes out of that is going to win the Evergreen League. And if Montesano does not if Montesano wins that game against Oakland, I think that they'll be undefeated going into the playoffs.
Probably so. Hey, great stuff. Appreciate it, Ian.
Thanks a lot, Dick. Have a great weekend.
You too. Ian Cope joining us out there, Fox Sports Radio in the harbor, Grays Harbor County.